In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, already the month of November is upon us. And as you know, our thoughts turn and in a special way to the holy souls in purgatory. The souls of our beloved departed, of our family, our friends, our acquaintances, those souls whom we never knew, those Catholic souls throughout the entire history of the Church, who, after they've parted from this life, and perhaps we only see their name with a little black cross next to it and a piece of paper somewhere, we barely ever think about. And because of that, we do them a great injustice, because we can do so much good by praying for them. They are now in that place of their purification from the rests of sin before they can be perfectly united to God in heaven. We know that there is fire in purgatory, and that fire, enkindled by divine justice, there are excruciating pains, compared to which all the penances of the saints, all the sufferings of the martyrs put together are as nothing. Who is there among us who would think that he could look upon these sufferings and not shudder with fear? And this fear is salutary, it is good for us, it is conformed to the Spirit of our Lord. Our Divine Master desires that we should have that fear, that we should fear not only hell, but also purgatory, which is a sort of mitigated or reduced hell. It is to inspire us with this holy fear that our Lord showed us the dungeons of the Supreme Judge, whence we shall not depart until we've paid the very last penny, the very last farthing. We may say of the fire of purgatory, that which is said of hellfire, fear ye not them that kill the body and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can cast both soul and body into hell. And yet, it is not the intention of our Lord that we should have an excessive and barren fear, a fear which tortures and discourages. No, a gloomy fear without confidence again. No. No, he wishes that our fear should be tempered with great trust in his mercy. He desires that we should fear evil in order to prevent and avoid it. He desires that the thought of the flames of purgatory would stimulate us to his service and fervor in it, and cause us to already begin ridding ourselves of our faults in this world rather than in the other. Better it is to purge away our sins and cut off our vices now, says the author of The Imitation of Christ, than to keep them for purgation hereafter. Moreover, even if all of our endeavors to live well, to satisfy for our sins in this world, we have well-grounded fears that we have to undergo purgatory, we must look forward to that possibility with unbounded confidence in God, who never fails to console those whom he purifies. Now, to give our fear a practical character, this confidence, after having contemplated the pains of purgatory, let's consider it a moment from another aspect and another point of view, that of the mercy of God, which shines forth in purgatory along with his justice. If God reserves terrible chastisements for the least faults, he does not inflict them without at the same time tempering these with his clemency. Nothing shows forth the admirable harmony of the divine perfection better than purgatory, because the most severe justice is exercised along with the most ineffable, sublime mercy. If our Lord chastises those souls that are dear to him, it is in his love. According to the words, such as I love, I rebuke and chastise. With one hand he strikes, with the other he heals. This infinite mercy of God must be the firm foundation of our confidence. And after the example of the saints, we must always keep it before our eyes. The saints never lost sight, never lost confidence in God. And it was for this reason that their fear of purgatory did not become excessive. They did not lose their joy. Saint Lidwina, who was so well knew the frightful severity of the sufferings of purgatory, this saint was animated with that spirit of confidence, and she wanted to inspire others with the same. And one day she received a visit from a pious priest. And while the priest was seated at the bedside of the saint, along with other virtuous persons, their conversation turned to the sufferings of the next life. And seeing in the hands of a woman a vase filled with grains of mustard seeds, the priest took the occasion to remark that he trembled when thinking of the fire of purgatory. Nevertheless, he added, I should be satisfied to go there. For as many years as there are grains of seed in this vase, that at least then I should be certain of my salvation. But the saint replied, what are you talking about, Father? Why do you have so little confidence in the mercy of God? If you had a better knowledge of what purgatory is, of what the frightful torments there are endured, the priest replied. But the saint simply said, let purgatory be what it may. I persist in what I say. And sometime after this, the priest died. He went on to his eternal reward. And the same persons who had been present during that conversation with Saint Lidwina, who were questioning the saint as to the condition of this priest in the other world. Well, Saint Lidwina replied, the deceased is well off on account of his virtuous life, but it would be better for him if he had more confidence in the passion of Jesus Christ and if he had taken a milder view on the subject of purgatory. So in what consisted this lack of confidence which met with the disapproval of the saint? In the opinion which this good priest had that it's almost impossible to be saved, that we shall enter heaven only after undergone innumerable years of torture. This is an erroneous idea and contrary to Christian confidence. Our Savior came to bring peace to men of goodwill and to impose upon us as a condition of our salvation a yoke which is sweet and light, and a burden which is not heavy. So let your will be good. There you will find your peace. You will see that all the difficulties, the terrors vanish. The grace of God and goodwill, there you have it. There's everything. Be of goodwill. Submit to the will of God. Place his holy law above all else, and serve the Lord with all your heart, and he will give you this powerful assistance so that you will enter paradise with astonishing facility. The Saint Claude de Colombier, the spiritual director of Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, he possessed this loving heart and this perfect will, and he wrote, we must not cease to expiate the past disorders of our life by penance, but if it can be done, it must be done without anxiety. The worst that can befall us when our will is good and we are submissive and obedient is to be sent for a long time to purgatory. And we may say with good reason that this is a great evil. I do not fear purgatory. Of hell I will not speak, for I should wrong the mercy of God by having the least fear of hell. Remember, this is a saint speaking. Although I have merited it more than all the demons together, purgatory I do not fear. I wish I had not deserved it, since I could not do so without displeasing God. But as I have merited to go there, I'm delighted to go and satisfy his justice in the most rigorous manner possible, it is to imagine, and that even to the day of judgment. I know that the torments endured there are horrible, but they honor God and cannot prove an injury to the souls. And there, in purgatory, we are certain never to oppose the will of God and certain never to resent his severity. Therefore, I have given with my whole heart all my satisfactions to the souls in purgatory, and even bequeathed to others all the suffrages which shall be offered for me after my death. So, dear faithful, reflecting on our beloved departed, remember, especially during this month, we have such a great act of charity, such a great work which we can accomplish for them. And in the next life, they will return the favor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.